the Lord. Good evening. Hallelujah.
Love Talk Blessed Radio.
You got it.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good evening. Blessed is the Lord's name. He sits on high. I thank him for who he is. And I am just blessed to be amongst the land of the living, to have another opportunity to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, shed some light on his word in its simplest forms, and just continue to commune with brothers and sisters who are listening tonight. I thank you for tuning in and being a part of the program, not only in the physical, but also in the spiritual. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for, again, tuning in to Mission from the Heart Radio on tonight. We are just going to have another blessed time sitting at the table of the Lord and just dining with him and coming to an understanding in its simplest forms of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And we've been working through this segment of the Holy Spirit and just drawing closer into how the Holy Spirit resides in us. And it's at the time of salvation when we confess that we are a sinner. Last couple of programs, I had a guest on the program, Pastor Michael Crow, who introduced us to the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And I am taking a particular area that we as believers in Christ Jesus sometimes forget that we do possess this good fruit, and as the scriptures call it in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, it calls it the fruit of the Spirit. And last program, last Thursday, we talked about the outward fruit of the fruit of the Spirit. And I love the way Pastor Crow kind of broke these particular fruit down into categories, and it just fascinated me, and I wanted to share that as I continue to study. I wanted to share this blessing as to how the Lord revealed some things to me about this fruit that we all possess. Now, last program, I don't like to assume, as I said then, that everybody who's listening tonight on the program, I don't like to assume that everybody is saved, that everybody is filled with the Holy Spirit, that everybody who's listening has confessed that they are a sinner and that they believe by faith that they've been born again. So I don't want to assume anything of that nature. But as we move through our lesson, I'm going to pause, and we as brothers and sisters in Christ, we're going to pray together, touching and agreeing on one accord, like-minded, that somebody would come to be born again, that somebody would surrender their life to God and allow him to sit on the throne of their heart, that he would be an authority over them, that they would be submissive to his will. And so we will stop and rest a moment as we move through our lesson. It's going to be another delight. Trust me, I was so blessed as the Lord navigated me through the other three fruit that we are going to focus on, and we call these, I like to call them, as Pastor Crow did a couple of programs back, he called it the outward fruit. So for you note takers, please have your Bibles ready, have your pad ready and your pencil, and have attentive ears, and let's just journey down this road concerning the fruit of the Spirit. Last week we looked at the inward fruit, and the inward fruit as it was illustrated and explained were love, joy, and peace. Now, if you missed the program last Thursday, we do have a way of revisiting that program again for you to listen to it in its entirety. and I will remind you of the link concerning how to go back and revisit. But we did, as a little thumbnail sketch, we did talk about the inward fruit of the fruit of the Spirit. Now, those inward fruit were love, joy, and peace. And we also focused on how the inward fruit were for us on the inside. Now, of course, all the fruit that we possess as believers in Christ Jesus, all the fruit is on the inside of every believer who is a Christ follower. But when we look at the first three of the fruit, love, joy, and peace, we talked about how those three particular fruit are for us, the believer, on the inside, and how God uses love, joy, and peace to shape us and mold us to become like Him. The fruit of the Spirit is God's character. Now, if we are made in His image, then we have to produce fruit that are His image. Love, we indicated, loving in spite of what someone has said to you, done to you, or how they've treated you. Love is an unconditional type of love that God shows us every day. He loved us so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Now that's love. We also looked at joy. Joy in the midst of our storms. Some of us are in some storms right now. Sister in Christ called me right before the program and asked me to pray for her. She's in a storm. She's in a serious storm, a trial that she asked for prayer, and she's seeking God to guide her, carry her, direct her, comfort her, and most of all, experience this joy that's an unspeakable joy, this joy in the midst of a storm, a joy that the world didn't give and certainly can't take away. So this is a joy that we looked at last week, and then we stopped and camped around peace. When we camped around peace, we talked about this type of peace that we saw that Jesus is our peace. He's the Prince of Peace, the kind of peace that surpasses all of our understanding. Love that's unexplainable. Joy that is in the midst of. And peace that surpasses our understanding. This is an inward fruit that continuously has to be worked in us and out of us. And I just wanted to give a little thumbnail sketch of what we talked about last Thursday concerning the inward fruit, loving like God loves, unconditional, experiencing a joy in the midst of a storm, and having a peace of mind that surpasses a human understanding. A human understanding. And now it brings me to the outward fruit. Outward fruit. Let's, before I look specifically at the outward fruit, and let me give you what they are. Now, in Galatians, remember I said, Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, and we will read that. But for the note takers and the Bible studiers, these are the three particular fruit: patience, Some translations say long-suffering. We're going to use patience, kindness, and goodness. Patience, kindness, and goodness. The outward fruit deals with others. Now remember, we said the inward fruit is for us on the inside. It's for us, the believers, Christ followers. Love, joy, peace. How can we experience this? How can we love in a way that the world does not show? It shows opposite. How can we experience a joy and a peace in the midst of our struggles, in the midst of our storms, and focus on Jesus, who is the Prince of Peace? It deals with us on the inside. The outward fruit, patience, kindness, goodness, deals with others. And we will look at this specifically. Now let's go to Galatians chapter 5, and I'll be doing the majority of my reading out of this particular translation, New Living Translation. I love several different translations. It just helps me have a deeper understanding of what that particular passage is saying and how the verse is speaking to my heart. And it's okay to have different translations. So I just think it gives us a deeper walk with the Lord. And when we can pull out our resources and allow the pages to speak to you so that it can prune you and shape you and mold you to produce fruit on an outward in an outward way. Now, let's look at Galatians 5:22, and it reads this way. Now, I'm going to read this particular one in the King James. It says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." Now that's verse 23. And I'm going to take it a little, I'm going to take it on down to the 26th verse. "And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another, envying one another." Now, let me read it in the New Living Translation. And this is how it reads. Galatians 5, verse 22, "But when the Holy Spirit controls our lives, he will produce this kind of fruit in us." Now, remember, last week was the inward fruit. Now, all of this fruit that we will be looking at, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. It's in us when we've accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior. The Holy Spirit resides in us, comes in and takes residence in our heart. And it says, he will produce this kind of fruit in us, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Here, there is no conflict with the law. So once we allow this fruit produced in us, that it would come out of us and that it would glorify the Lord God Almighty, we have no desire to go against the law. What is the law? The Ten Commandments. We want to obey the Ten Commandments. as long as we allow the Holy Spirit who lives within inside of us to govern our lives, to yield the Holy Spirit, to allow the Holy Spirit to take us the way we are to go. So it says here, there is no conflict with the law. Verse 24. Now remember, I'm in the New Living Translation. Those who belong to Christ, Jesus, have nailed passions and desires of their sinful nature to his cross and crucified them there. If we are living now by the Holy Spirit, let us follow the Holy Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Let us not become conceited or irritate one another. Wow. Or be jealous of one another. Now that's verse 26 in the New Living Translation. It says, let us not become conceited or irritate one another or be jealous of one another. That's opposite of with what we possess on the inside. So, now that's Galatians chapter 5, 22 through 26. Now, before I move forward, I want to pause right here before time gets away and we move toward the end of the program. I want us to pray, if we will, if you will, pray with me for someone who's listening tonight. I don't know who he or she is, but I need you to pray with me corporately, tenderly, wholeheartedly, sensitively, that we make our petition known to help someone come to know Jesus Christ for themselves. Whoever you may be listening tonight, it isn't by chance that you tuned in, that you God has prepared you to receive a word from him tonight, to receive a blessing from him. And he wants you. He loved you that he gave his son to die on that cross for our sins. So we are going to pray for you right now as my brothers and sisters come together with me and join in this prayer. I ask that you prepare your heart and your mind to receive a beautiful, beautiful blessing from God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I ask that you would speak to those who are listening tonight, that you would move in a way that we can't seem to understand, but in your beauty and in your awe of who you are, resonate in us. Resonate in a way that we know that we know that we know that we know that you are our God, that you live inside of us. And we desire for you to take residence inside our heart. Lord, there's someone listening tonight that may be a little hesitant to confess that they are a sinner, that may be uncertain that they have the Holy Spirit, that they just want to rededicate themselves to you and start living and walking on that straight and narrow path. Lord, I pray for that individual to surrender it all to you. For Jesus paid it all, and to all to him we owe. that they surrender with outstretched hands, receiving heart, Lord, that they accept you as their Lord and Savior, you and you alone, that they lay down their little gods and they reach up for the big God, Jehovah, Yahweh, King of Kings, and that they confess that they are a sinner, that they believe that you are the one true God, that Jesus is Messiah, and that they receive the free gift of salvation and believe by faith that he died, he was buried, and he rose again. And one day he's coming back, glorious day, that someone has received your free gift, salvation, that they will get into a Bible-teaching church, that you would lead them there, and that you would disciple them, Lord, that they would become doers, hearers of the faith, that the kingdom will continue to grow. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for listening. Thank you for praying with me. For those that have received salvation on this day, happy birthday. Praise the Lord. Welcome into the family. And do not hesitate. Don't procrastinate in getting into a Bible-teaching church in your community, and desire to drink of the living water and to eat of the bread of life by being discipled, so that you can be used by God to impact somebody's life, even if it's just by your testimony. Testify of your new born-again faith, new born-again life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we're going to move forward, so continue to make notes, and we're going to go right into the point. Now, as I indicated in Galatians 5, 22 and 23, we took note on how, or the fruit, and what we are not to become. I want to focus on an illustration. I have an illustration, and this illustration goes this way. When we go to the grocery store, for those of us who still go to the grocery store and they shop by a grocery list, or they just happen to go in and pick up a few things. Now, I don't know if this younger generation actually does any grocery shopping, but for those of us who do, have you thought about why grocery stores are designed for us to go into the grocery store, and they move the traffic or the flow of the customers coming into the grocery store toward the produce department? When we walk into the grocery stores, most of them have traffic going toward the produce department. I couldn't understand why until I started studying the fruit of the Spirit. And, of course, when we think of fruit, we think of fruit that's appealing, attractive, tastes good, wanted, desire it. When we walk into the grocery store, and it moved traffic through the canned goods department or areas, it wouldn't be all that attractive to us. Cans don't look all that attractive to the eye. They don't show life. It's not as appealing. It doesn't satisfy the taste buds of the tongue unless you're just going in for a particular canned good. But when you go through the produce department, you see all the beautiful colors of the fruit. You want to touch it. You may not even have fruit on your list, but somehow or another it caught your eye. It became appealing. Sometimes we even go into the grocery store, may not even be on our list to get anything out of the produce department, but we'll go and taste some of the fruit. Most people taste the grapes, and we will snatch one off the grapevine, and we will wipe it off and pop it in our mouth just to see if they're sweet. Now, once we taste the fruit, then it would trigger us to purchase the fruit. And we want more of the fruit. May not be in the store, but we will want fruit either when we get in the car or once we get it home and wash. Tomatoes. We will look at the bananas. And all of this appeals to our sight. It's attractive. It tastes good. It looks like it tastes good. So there's a purpose for them bringing customers through the produce department first. And then we go through the grocery store to pick up the meat, to pick up the canned goods, the bread, the juice, and then the junk food. And then on the exit, candy, gum. I wonder why they do that to us. Well, let's look at the fruit that's on the inside of us, which we've already said in Galatians chapter 5, and let's look at the three that are for others, deals with others, patience, kindness, and goodness. Now, before I look at those, I want to take us down this road. We know what bad fruit are. Just as I illustrated the grocery store, we're looking for good fruit in the produce department. And there are times when we go into the produce department and we notice some bad fruit. Those grapes weren't as sweet as they looked. Wow, they're sour. I don't want that fruit. So we don't bother to get grapes at all because we assume all the grapes laying there in the bags are sour. Then we'll take a look at the bananas. They look too ripe. Fruit flies are flying around. So we don't want too ripe bananas unless we're going to do smoothies or something with that, or baked bread that requires overripe bananas. But on a norm, we buy pleasing bananas, appealing bananas, attractive bananas. And then we just walk right past a produce department that may have all bad fruit. It's unattractive, unappealing, tastes bad, distasteful, unwanted. It's rejected. You get the picture. We dislike it. We don't even have to taste it. It just looks bad. Now, keep that picture in your mind on how we talked about the produce department having good fruit, and then we talked about the produce department having bad fruit. Now, listen to some of the bad fruit that possessed when we are unsaved. We were born in a sinful world with a sinful nature because of the fall of man in the garden with Adam and Eve. And acts of the sinful nature, which we call the flesh, I'm just keeping it simple and keeping it real, the flesh, these are some bad fruit that sit in the produce department of our life. Listen to this. And this comes out of Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21. Listen to some of these bad fruit that are sitting in the produce department of our life. Sexual immorality, drunkenness, filthy language, selfish ambition, fits of rage, evil desires, impurity, jealousy, witchcraft, orgies, slander, malice, yes, idolatry, hatred, lust, envy, greed, anger, deceit, just to name a few. That is not the type of fruit that will help others. That is not the type of fruit that we are to have on the inside orchestrating our lives. That is not the type of fruit that would glorify God. Sexual immorality. Some of us have been there. We used to be that kind of fruit. For those of us who are saved, don't forget, we used to be that kind of fruit. Maybe not every single one, but somewhere in there, we were there. Thank God for salvation. Thank God for Jesus. And so this is the fruit that is unattractive, unappealing, distasteful, unwanted, rejected, disliked. That's that bad fruit. Scripture says that we have to deny our flesh daily. We have to deny this type of fruit daily. Keep it up under our feet, if you will. This is not the type of fruit that we want to show as our character. This fruit is not the character of God. This illustrates, this shows Satan's character. This is the life he wants us to live. Satan is who I'm speaking of. But we can talk about bad fruit all day long because it's easy. Colossians chapter 3, verses 5 through 9 speaks of this as well. And of course, you can read about the bad fruit in your private study time, but I just wanted to address how sexual immorality, drunkenness, filthy language, selfish ambition, fits of rage, jealousy, slander, witchcraft, hatred, lust, greed, anger, all of this is going on today. It was then and it still is now. It used to be us. But thank God for salvation, hallelujah, and praise the Lord, because now that we have the Holy Spirit living inside, we can now allow the good fruit to shine through. Listen to Luke 6:43. No good tree bears bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. Each tree is recognized by its own fruit. People do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor grapes from briars. The good man brings good things out of the good stored. The good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart. And the evil man brings evil things out of evil stored up in his heart. For out of the overflow of his heart, his mouth speaks. That's Luke chapter 6, verse 43 through 45. For out of the overflow of his heart, his mouth speaks. No good tree bears bad fruit. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law we meditate. He meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Whatever we do prospers. But we have to do what is right in righteousness, in the word of God. Whatever he does prospers. That's Psalms 1, verses 1, talking about the good fruit. Now, again, we could talk about bad fruit all day long, but this is just the good fruit. Love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, patience, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Now, let's look at kindness. Kindness is merciful, sweet, and tender. Kindness is merciful, sweet, and tender. Kindness is an eagerness to put others at ease. Do you do that? Kindness is an eagerness to put others at ease. It is a sweet and attractive temperament that shows friendly regard. Now, we talked about unattractive and attractive fruit in the grocery store. Kindness is a sweet and attractive temperament that shows friendly regard. Listen to Titus 3, 4 and 5. Titus 3, 4 and 5 reads this way. But when the kindness and love of God, our Savior, appeared, he saved us. But because of righteous things we had done, But when the kindness and love of God, our Savior, appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things we have done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal. How did he do it? By the Holy Spirit. So when we have the Holy Spirit living inside, that is a renewal, rebirth, born again. Jesus talked to Nicodemus about being born again in Scripture. Ephesians 2 and 6 says it this way, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. That's Ephesians 2, 6, and 7. And then Proverbs 11, 16, and 17, a kind-hearted woman gains respect, but ruthless men gain only wealth. A kind man benefits himself, but a cruel man brings trouble on himself. Kind-hearted woman gains respect. A kind man benefits himself. Proverbs 11, verse 16 and 17. Now remember, kindness, attractive temperament that shows friendly regard. Be kind, be good, or nice. Show kindness. Treat well, do right, by favor, accommodate, considerate, consider, respect, be thoughtful of, have consideration or regard for, be benevolent, bear goodwill, wish well, have one's heart in the right place, practice the golden rule. Do as you would have be done by, or do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Do good. Do a favor. Kindness. Kindness. Jeremiah 9:23 says this, "Let not the wise man boast in his wisdom, or the strong man boast of his strength, or the rich man boast of his riches. But let him who boasts boast about this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth. In these I delight, declares the Lord." That's Jeremiah 9, chapter 9, verse 23 and 24. "For in these I delight, exercise kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth. O taste and see that the Lord is good." Kindness. Now, we understand that kindness is an eagerness to put others at ease. It is a sweet and attractive temperament that shows friendly regard. Now, how many of us can allow this fruit to come out of us, that it would show friendly regard toward others, that we would be sweet and not mean and ugly, that we would be tender and not hard and rough, that we would show mercy because of God's mercy on us. Let's look at the second of the outward fruit: patience, long-suffering. It reads, "It's patience is slow to speak and slow to anger." Now, some of us who read our Bibles know in the book of James it addresses that. And it says, patience is slowness in avenging wrongs. Slowness. Underscore that word. Slowness in avenging wrongs. It is the quality of resist that prevents believers from speaking or acting hastily in the face of disagreement, opposition, or persecution. You follow what I'm saying? Patient bearing pain or problems without complaining. This is hard to allow to come out of us because of what the flesh desires. Slow to speak and slow to anger. My goodness. This is a challenging piece of fruit, but it's worth it. Remember Jesus. Let's look at James chapter 1, verses 1 through 27. And it reads this way. And you can turn your Bibles to the book of James. And it reads chapter 1, verse 1. Now, I'm in the New Living Translation. This letter is from James, a slave of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is written to Jewish Christians scattered among the nations. Verse 2, dear brothers and sisters, whenever trouble comes your way, let it be an opportunity for joy, for when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be strong in character and ready for anything. If you need wisdom, if you want to know what God wants you to do, ask him, and he will gladly tell you. He will not resent your asking. Verse 6, but when you ask him, be sure that you really expect him to answer. For a doubtful mind is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. People like that should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. They can't make up their mind. They waver back and forth in everything they do. Christians who are poor should be glad, for God has honored them. Verse 10, and those who are rich should be glad, for God has humbled them. They will fade away like a flower in the field. The hot sun rises and dries up the grass. The flower withers and its beauty fades away. So also away with all of their achievements. God blesses the people who patiently endure testing. That word, patiently, endure testing. Afterward, they will receive the crown of faith, the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. And remember, no one who wants to do wrong should ever say, God is tempting me. God is never tempted to do wrong, and he never tempts anyone else either. Temptation comes from the lure of our own evil desires. That's that bad fruit. Evil desires lead to evil actions, and evil actions lead to death. So don't be misled, my dear brothers and sisters. Whatever is good and perfect comes to us from God above, who created all heaven's light. Unlike them, he never changes or casts shifting shadows. In his goodness, he chose to make us his own children by giving us his true word. And we, out of all creation, became his chosen possession. Wow. Now that speaks volume in those verses. I tell you, Jesus demonstrated illuminated. Jesus demonstrated patience when he went to the cross. Matthew 26, and I'm not going to read it, but Matthew 26, verses 45 through Matthew chapter 28, verse 10, tells the story on how Jesus demonstrated long-suffering. He went to the cross at the hand of sinners. Jesus demonstrated, we illuminated through the Holy Spirit as an outward sign of what we possess on the inside. Quick to listen, slow to speak. Patient to listen, slow to speak. A patient man has great understanding, but a quick-tempered man displays folly. Proverbs 14:29. Hot-tempered man stirs up dissension, but a patient man calms a quarrel. Proverbs 15, verse 18. And listen to what James 5, 8, and 9 says. You too, be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Don't grumble against each other, brothers, or you will be judged. Don't complain. Persecutions come against you. Instead of complaining, turn it into a prayer. Jesus demonstrated. He did not mumble a single word. At the hand of Pontius Pilate, at the betrayal of Judas, walking that Calvary cross down Calvary's road, as they stretched him wide, they dropped him deep, they hung him high, and he bled. Patience is a slowness in avenging wrong. Patience is bearing pain or problems without complaining. Do you have any patience? Or are you a grumbler? Are you producing those bad fruit? Pray about it and allow God to work these fruit out of you. What type of fruit deals with others? Kindness, patience. The last one for tonight's lesson is goodness. Goodness. What is goodness? Generous and open-hearted. Goodness is the selfless desire. Not selfish, selfless desire to be open-hearted and generous to others above what they deserve. Generous to others. See, this is the fruit that deals with others. Last Thursday was the fruit that dealt with us on the inside. This is the fruit that comes out to help us deal with others with a Christ-like manner, Christ character. Listen to Titus. I'm sorry. Listen to Psalms 23, verse 6. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Depending on your translation, it may say, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Selfless desire to be open-hearted. Psalms 23 reads this way. I'm sorry, I just read. Ephesians 5 and 8 reads this way. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. The light, what is the light? The Holy Spirit that lives inside, that shines out of us. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. That's Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8 through 10. States it very clearly. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And then Galatians 6 and 9 wraps it up very beautifully. Let us not be weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers, our own brothers and sisters, especially to one another in the family of believers. We are the body. Let us do good. This is that outward fruit. We can also read about it in the Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5, verses 2 through 12. These are some very impactful passages in Scripture that teach us how to allow the Holy Spirit to work out the character of God in us. Teaches us how to deny the bad fruit, which we call the fleshly fruit or the acts of the sinful nature. James 2, verses 13 through 15, under goodness, explains that as well. James 2, chapter 13 through 15. I pray and hope that this lesson on the outward fruit, patience, kindness, and goodness, has been a blessing to your soul this evening. It's something that a lot of us believers seem to forget, that we do have God living on the inside of us, and we live as though he doesn't live inside of us at all. We respond, we act as if he does not. We talked about patience. Jesus demonstrated it. We are to illuminate it. It's to shine through like a light. Kindness and goodness, showing mercy, we are to live like children of light. So I know it is come up on the 9 o'clock hour and tonight on the close of our program, and I just didn't want to go without giving maybe someone an opportunity to want to share how God used this particular fruit of the Spirit, kindness, patience, and goodness, to glorify him, to show through, to help someone, to have been open-hearted, tender-hearted, generous, or being merciful in a way towards somebody, or you did not speak out, you were slow to speak and slow to get angry. And that particular fruit, that long suffering, it's challenging. It totally goes against what the flesh wants to do. But I tell you, when you demonstrate the characters of God, it so blesses him. And it just blesses you as well. And it definitely blesses others. So I'm going to open up the lines for a few moments. Maybe we'll take one or two calls that someone may have a share moment or wanted to share a verse that will help somebody who's listening. I always do this at the close of the program, that somebody may be able to be a blessing to someone else through their testimony or through a verse that helped them get through a challenging time. Maybe where they had to show kindness in some way, shape, or form, and or just stand and be patient, and or be generous or open-hearted toward a brother or a sister or some non-believer. Please don't hesitate to unmute your phone, and we're going to take one or two calls at this moment. And if you could chime in and just make yourself known. Yes. Who is this?
This is Pastor Crow from the Barwells Memorial Missionary Baptist Church. And
well, praise the Lord. I'm it's a blessing for you to be listening in and being a part of the program. Go right ahead.
I just want to thank, first of all, you and Brother Hunter for letting the Holy Spirit use you. And use both of you all, and I just want to say thank you, number one, for exposing the word. Oftentimes, read that word, and the Holy Spirit is not in us. We get the top part, but we thank you for exposing the word to millions of people. And then, not only did you expose it, but you explained it. The Holy Spirit in you explained the word, and then that gave me an opportunity, Sister Smith, to call and just expound on the word with you. I just want to thank you. And one thing I want to remind all the listeners is that, number one, that spiritual fruit is produced in all periods of life. Psalms 22:92-13 say it's produced in all periods of life. And then that spiritual fruit, Matthew 13:8 says, is grown only upon good ground. Mm. And then that fruit that we talk about, James 3:17 said, it's a product of heavenly wisdom. So thank you, and thank Brother Hunter, and I just praise the Lord for you, for the word of God. Thank you so much.
Amen. Praise the Lord, and thank you, Pastor Crow, for expounding on those verses in Scripture to help us further see how the gospel of Jesus Christ is just solidified what was said or concealed in the Old Testament but revealed in the New Testament. Am I wrong? Or am I correct, Pastor?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
So if you could, for the purpose of those who are note takers, such as myself, run down the three again. You said Psalms 22, verse 9.
The spiritual fruit is produced in all periods of life, and that's Psalms 92:13-14. And then number two, that spiritual fruit, Matthew 13:8 says, is grown only upon good ground. And then number three, James 3:17 says, a spiritual fruit is the product of heavenly wisdom. See, that wasn't you. That was God in you. That's not from this world. That's from another world. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, I thank you for sharing that those are good seeds for good fruit to continue to grow in us and be produced through us or out of us for the continuance of the gospel to go further. into the lives of others,
yes.
stretching beyond that beyond what we can even think or imagine. And
yes,
so I'm so appreciative, Pastor Crow, for you blessing us with these good seeds for good ground for that produce, what is that, heavenly wisdom?
Heavenly wisdom.
Amen. So I want, Pastor Crow, if you could hold on, but is there anyone else that would like to chime in and just make themselves known that I could recognize you, to give you an opportunity to speak a word to someone that would be a blessing to someone in reference to the scripture, or just testify concerning an experience that you may have had concerning these particular areas that the fruit that's in us through the Holy Spirit, by way of the Holy Spirit, and maybe it's a struggle for you to love unconditionally. Maybe it's a struggle for you to experience joy in the midst of a storm, or even patience with someone who is hard to be patient with. And maybe just to extend kindness. Just speak to us tonight, and if it is something that you feel led to do, then feel free and to step up and be a blessing. If not, then we're going to continue to close out our show and just chime in at this time. So what we're going to do now is bring our program to a close. I know we ran over a bit, and I just thank Brother Crow for blessing us. I thank Pastor Brother Hunter for allowing Mission from the Heart radio program to be a blessing to so many who have listened in tonight. And as I always say, and Brother Hunter, what is the link for the website that those who tune in can go back and listen and be refreshed by the program? What link or website do you want them to go on?
Well, okay, it's already blocked KASK Media, KASK Media, capital K, capital A, capital S, capital K, M-E-D-I-A, .com.
All right. But, Brother Hunter said it was KASK Media, all one word, K-A-S-K, Media, M-E-D-I-A, .com. And when you click, go on to the website, click on the Listen tab. And once you click on the Listen tab, you would scroll and look for today's date, and it would give you the 8 o'clock program. And you can re-listen to the program if you've missed a verse or a passage, and do further note-taking. So as I close out the program, I like to let those who are listening reflect on this, that the grass may wither, the flowers fadeth away, but the word of God shall stand forever. Now be a blessing to someone and allow that good fruit, that outward fruit, that inward fruit. Next Thursday we will be discussing, looking at the upward fruit. And that upward fruit is faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So go out and be a blessing, attend church on Sunday, and worship in spirit and truth. And if the Lord willing, we will meet again on next Thursday, focusing on outward fruit. Remain blessed, and I love you, and know that God loves you even more. Good night.